This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Team Synergy Tips for Newly Formed Teams in Fast-Moving Environments. 7 practical tips to build real team synergy before pressure hits. In short, this article covers 7 practical team synergy tips that help newly formed teams build trust, clarity, and momentum before the pressure of a fast-moving environment exposes the gaps. Establish shared working agreements on day 1, before you need them. Define every person's role clearly so no one is guessing under pressure. Run short, consistent check-ins that surface problems before they become crises. Definition team synergy tips are practical actions and methods that help newly formed teams move from a collection of individuals to a connected, high-performing unit, with a group's combined output consistently exceeds what each person could produce working alone. Introduction. A new manager once told me about her first week leading a newly assembled team. Everyone was capable. Everyone was willing. She held one kickoff meeting, shared the project brief, and trusted people to get on with it. Within 10 days, 2 team members had duplicated each other's work. A third had made a key decision nobody else knew about, and the whole team was quietly frustrated with one another. She had good intentions. What she lacked was a system. Building team synergy in a fast-moving environment is not about hiring the right people and hoping for the best. It is about giving a new team the structure they need to connect, communicate, and perform together before the pressure of speed exposes every unspoken assumption they carry. Without that structure, talented people default to their individual habits, and those habits collide. In this article, you will learn 7 team synergy tips that give newly formed teams a reliable foundation from day 1. Whether you're leading the team or a member of it, these methods are practical, tested, and immediately applicable. If you want to understand why synergy matters at a deeper level, start with what is team synergy and why it matters. This article builds directly on those foundations. Why structure matters more than talent alone. Most people believe a good team forms naturally when you put capable people together. It does not. Capability is the raw material. Structure is what shapes it into something that actually works. When a newly formed team lacks structure, the speed of a fast-moving environment does not help them find their feet faster. It accelerates every fracture point. Here is where the absence of structure causes the most damage. When 2 people assume they are responsible for the same task, and neither confirms it with the other, the work either gets done twice or falls through the gap between them. When there is no agreed communication rhythm, people update each other reactively, which means problems surface only after they have grown into real damage. When roles are unclear, team members make individual decisions that contradict each other, and no one finds out until something breaks. When there is no shared understanding of the team's goals, each person optimizes for their own interpretation, and the team pulls in 4 different directions at once. When honest feedback has no safe channel, small frustrations accumulate silently until they erupt at the worst possible moment. The tips in this article give you that structure. Use them before you need them, and they become instinct. Tip 1. Set working agreements before you start working. A working agreement is a short, explicit set of commitments the team makes to itself about how to communicate, make decisions, and handle disagreement. It is not a values poster on a wall. It is a practical contract that every team member helps write and genuinely owns. What it is designed for. Working agreements are built for the very first days of a team's life, when habits are still forming and nothing has been assumed yet. They are far easier to create at the start than to retrofit after dysfunction has already settled in. How it works. Number 1. Gather the team for a single, focused session. Ask every person to answer 3 questions. How do we want to communicate daily? How will we make decisions when we disagree? What do we do when something is not working? Each person speaks before any consensus is formed. Number 2. Write the agreements in plain, specific language. We will be respectful is not an agreement. We will raise concerns directly with the person involved before escalating is an agreement. Specificity is what makes these commitments real. Number 3. Review them at the 4-week mark. A working agreement written on day 1 may need adjusting once the team has experienced real pressure together. Build in a review as part of the original commitment. When to use it. Use this on day 1 of any newly formed team, before any project work begins. The conversation itself builds connection. The document itself prevents a dozen future arguments. when not to use it. Do not run this process with a team that has already been working together for months. The ground has already been laid, for better or worse. With established teams, use a retrospective process instead. A quick example in practice. A new team of five agrees on day one that decisions affecting a whole team require a 30-minute conversation before anyone acts. 3 weeks later, one member wants to change the project timeline. Instead of sending an email and acting unilaterally, she calls a 50-minute call. The team adjusts the plan together. The working agreement did its job. Eamon's take. I've watched teams spend weeks untangling misunderstandings that one honest conversation on day one would have prevented. Working agreements are that conversation, made formal enough to stick. Tip 2. Define roles with enough clarity to remove ambiguity. Role clarity is the foundation that everything else in a newly formed team rests on. If you want to understand exactly why, what is role clarity, and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy goes into the full detail. Here is the practical application. What it is designed for. This tip is for the earliest stage of team formation, when people are still mapping their place in the group. Ambiguous roles breed anxiety, duplicated effort, and quiet resentment. How it works. Number 1. Name every person's primary responsibility in one clear sentence. Not a job title. A sentence that tells the team what this person owns. Sarah owns the client relationship and makes the final call on deliverable scope is clear. Sarah handles client stuff is not. Number 2. Identify the overlapped zones explicitly. In fast-moving teams, some responsibilities genuinely belong to more than one person. Name those overlap zones directly, rather than leaving them undefined. Agree on how decisions in those zones will be made. Number 3. Create a visible reference the whole team can access. A shared document, a channel post, a wall chart, the medium does not matter. What matters is that no one has to guess who owns what, when to use it. Use this in the first week, ideally in the same session as working agreements or immediately after, when not to use it. Do not use a rigid role definition system for a team whose work genuinely shifts week to week. In highly fluid environments, define the principles of ownership rather than specific task lists. A quick example in practice. A newly formed product team spent 20 minutes mapping who owns each stream of work. When a customer complaint arrives that touches two streams, both owners immediately know to have a 5-minute call rather than each waiting for the other to act. The role clarity paid for itself inside a week. Eamon's take. Ambiguity feels harmless until the pressure arrives. Then it becomes the reason everything slows down at exactly the moment you need to move fast. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Tip 3. Establish a communication rhythm from day 1. A communication rhythm is a predictable pattern of connection when a team checks in, how they share updates, and how they flag problems. It is not about more meetings. It is about the right conversations at the right intervals. What it is designed for. This tip prevents the reactive communication pattern that kills most new team silence, followed by a crisis, followed by a flurry of messages that solve the immediate problem but teach the team nothing. How it works. Number 1. Choose a short daily check-in format. 15 minutes. Standing up. 3 questions. What did I complete? What am I working on today? What is blocking me? This is not a status report for management. It is a team visibility tool. Number 2. Set a weekly rhythm for deeper conversation. Once a week, the team needs 30 minutes to look at the work together, not just at their individual pieces. This is where problems surface before they become crises. Number 3. Agree on a real-time communication channel for urgent matters. Define what counts as urgent. Not everything is. When everything is treated as urgent, nothing is. When to use it. Start this rhythm before there's any need to course correct. The first 2 weeks of a new team are when habits form. Make the right habits the default. When not to use it. Do not impose a rigid communication rhythm on a team doing highly independent, deep focus work where daily interruption damages output. Adapt the frequency to the work type. A quick example in practice. A newly formed team of 6 agrees to a 10-minute daily check-in every morning at 9. On day 11, one member mentions in her update that a supplier has gone quiet. Two other members immediately connect it to something they had noticed. The problem is surfaced and solved in 20 minutes. Without the rhythm, it would have surfaced 3 days later as a missed deadline. Eamon's take. The value of a communication rhythm is not the time it takes. It is the time it saves, because small problems do not get the chance to grow into large ones. Tip 4. Name the goal that belongs to the whole team. Individual goals are not enough. A newly formed team needs one shared goal that belongs to all of them collectively, something they can only achieve together. Without it, people optimize for their own piece of the work and the collective result suffers. What it is designed for. This tip addresses the most common failure in newly formed teams in fast-moving environments. Everyone is busy. Everyone is productive. But the team is not moving in the same direction. How it works. Number 1. Write the shared goal in a single sentence that any member could repeat without looking it up. If it takes a paragraph to explain, it is not yet clear enough. We deliver the client pilot by the end of the quarter. At a standard they would recommend to others is a shared goal. We aim to achieve excellent outcomes across our work streams, is not. Number 2. Make the shared goal visible in every team meeting. Not as decoration, as a reference point. Every decision, priority call, and disagreement should be tested against it. Does this serve the shared goal? Number 3. Separate the shared goal from individual targets. People still have personal accountabilities. The shared goal sits above those and gives them a common direction. When to use it. Name the shared goal in the first team meeting, before any project work is assigned. When not to use it. Do not force a shared goal on a team that is genuinely working on unrelated streams. A fabricated shared goal is worse than no shared goal. A quick example in practice. A new team agrees their shared goal is to get the product into users' hands within 60 days, with fewer than 5 critical bugs. When one member proposes adding a new feature mid-build, the team tests it against the shared goal. Adding it would risk the timeline. They defer it. The shared goal made the decision easy. Eamon's take. A shared goal is the North Star a new team navigates by. Without it, everyone is working hard in slightly different directions, and the gap between them widens with every week. Tip 5. Build psychological safety before you need it. Psychological safety is the condition in which team members trust that they can speak honestly, raise problems, and disagree without fear of being punished or embarrassed. In a fast-moving environment, it is not a luxury. It is a functional necessity. For a deeper look at how this connects to collective performance, read what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy. What it is designed for. This tip is specifically for the formation stage, when people are still reading the room and deciding how much honesty is safe. The signals sent in the first 2 weeks shape months of behaviour. How it works. Number 1. Model the behaviour you want to see. If you are the leader, be the first to say I got that wrong or I'm not sure about this. Courage in the leader gives permission to the team. Without that model, people default to self-protection. Number 2. Respond to honesty with respect, not defensiveness. When someone raises a concern, the first response must be engagement, not dismissal. Even if their concern is misplaced, the act of raising it was the right instinct and must be rewarded with a fair hearing. Number 3. Create a specific channel for raising problems. Not every person will speak up in a group setting. A written channel, a one-to-one option, or an anonymous input method gives quieter voices a path to be heard. When to use it. Begin this from the very first team interaction. Safety is built in small moments, not grand gestures. When not to use it. Do not confuse psychological safety with the absence of standards. Honest challenge and high expectations are entirely compatible with a safe environment. Safety means honesty is welcome. It does not mean anything goes. A quick example in practice. In the first team meeting, the leader says openly that the project timeline is tighter than she would like and she needs to know early if anyone sees a problem she cannot see. On day 3, a junior team member flags a dependency risk. It is taken seriously and acted on. That one moment sets the tone for the next 3 months. Eamon's take. Safety is the ground the team grows in. You cannot force it into existence. You can only make the conditions right and then consistently honour it when people are brave enough to use it. Tip 6. Address conflict early and directly. In newly formed teams, conflict often goes unaddressed because people do not yet trust each other enough to raise friction directly. So it goes underground, where it grows. A fast-moving environment makes this worse, because speed leaves no time for the slow work of repair after conflict has fully set in. Leaders who want to build this into their team culture would benefit from reading how leaders foster a culture of team synergy, which covers the leadership side of this challenge in depth. What it is designed for. This tip is for teams in which tension between members is visible, but unspoken, or where one or two difficult interactions early on have left a residue nobody has cleared. How it works. Number 1. Name the tension without assigning blame. I have noticed some friction between these two work streams, and I want us to look at it together as an opening. These two have a problem with each other as an accusation. Lead with the observation, not the verdict. Number 2. Give both sides equal time to speak before anyone responds. In early stage conflict, each person usually has a legitimate point that the other has not fully heard. Create the space for that hearing before you move to resolution. Number 3. Agree on a specific change, not a general sentiment. Let us communicate better is not a resolution. Going forward, you will loop each other in before making scope decisions is. Specificity is what prevents the same conflict recurring. When to use it. Address conflict as soon as it becomes visible. Every week you wait, the pattern deepens and the repair becomes harder. When not to use it. Do not use a structured conflict process for minor, one-off misunderstandings between people who have a generally good relationship. Sometimes a direct conversation between two people is all that is needed. A quick example in practice. Two team members are visibly short with each other in meetings. The leader addresses it privately with each person first, then brings them together. Each one shares their perspective uninterrupted. The root cause different assumptions about who had final say on a shared decision. They agree on a clear rule for that decision type. The tension dissolves within a week. Eamon's take. I have never seen an addressed conflict resolve itself quietly. It either escalates or it goes underground and poisons the team from below. Address it early and you save everyone, including yourself. Tip 7. Review how the team is working, not just what it is producing. Most newly formed teams review outputs. Few review their own working patterns. In a fast-moving environment, the second kind of review is what prevents the team from repeating costly mistakes and what builds the habit of collective improvement over time. This connects directly to the kind of structured feedback process described in How to Use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan, which gives you a ready-made framework for turning team reflection into action. What it is designed for. This tip is for teams that are delivering work, but have never explicitly asked how the team is functioning as a unit. It is also the natural next step after the working agreements from tip one at a time to be tested. How it works. Number 1. Run a short team retrospective every 2 to 3 weeks. 3 questions: what is working well, what is not working, and what one thing will we change before the next review? Keep it to 30 minutes. Make it non-negotiable. Number 2. Separate process feedback from performance feedback. A retrospective is about how the team works together, not about individual output. Keep the focus on systems, habits, and agreements, not on people's productivity. Number 3. Track the changes you agreed to make. A retrospective that produces no change is a waste of time and erodes trust in the process. Open every retrospective by reviewing the one change agreed in the last session. When to use it. Begin retrospectives in the 3rd or 4th week, once the team has enough shared experience to reflect on. Starting too early produces little insight. Starting never produces no improvement. When not to use it. Do not run retrospectives when the team is in the middle of an acute crisis. Wait until the pressure has eased, then review what the crisis revealed about how the team works. A quick example in practice. A team of 4 runs their first retrospective at week 3. 2 members independently raise the same issue. Decisions made in the daily check-in are not being recorded anywhere, so they are being relitigated in later meetings. The team agrees one person will post a brief decision log after each check-in. The next 3 weeks are noticeably smoother. Eamon's take. A team that reviews how it works is a team that improves. A team that never looks up from the work will repeat the same friction until it becomes the culture. How to choose the right team synergy tip for your situation. Knowing the tips is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for first is the other half. Situation. Best tip. First day of team formation. Tip 1. Set working agreements. People duplicating work or missing tasks. Tip 2. Define roles clearly. Updates are reactive and problems surface late. Tip 3. Establish a communication rhythm. Team is busy but not cohesive. Tip 4. Name the shared goal. People are cautious or withholding ideas. Tip 5. Build psychological safety. Tension between team members is visible, but unspoken. Tip 6. Address conflict early. Team is delivering, but feel stuck in the same patterns. Tip 7. Run regular retrospectives. When more than one tip applies, which is common in the earliest days of a new team, start with tip 1 and tip 2. Working agreements and role clarity are the foundation. Every other tip rests on them. Build the ground before you build the structure. When in doubt, start with the simplest action available. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using these tips. These tips only work when you apply them with honesty and consistency, not as boxes to tick on an onboarding checklist. Treating working agreements as a formality rather than a living commitment. A working agreement that is written once and never referenced again does nothing. It must be invoked when situations arise that test it. Defining roles without including the people who will hold them. Role clarity imposed from above without the team's input creates compliance, not ownership. People need to help shape their own accountabilities. Running check-ins as performance reporting rather than collective problem-solving. When check-ins become a space where people report to the leader rather than connect with each other, they lose their value and quickly become resented. Waiting until conflict is serious before addressing it. Small friction addressed early takes minutes to resolve. The same friction left to grow for 3 weeks takes hours, sometimes weeks, of careful repair. Skipping retrospectives when the team is busy. The times when the team is busiest are exactly when a brief reflection is most valuable. Pressure reveals what needs fixing. A tip applied imperfectly is still better than no structure at all. But a tip applied with discipline and honesty is a genuine advantage. How to start using these tips today? Do not try to apply all 7 tips at once. A newly formed team can only absorb so much deliberate structure at one time before it starts to feel like bureaucracy rather than support. Number 1. This week, run the working agreement session. Set aside 4 to 5 minutes with your team. Ask the 3 questions: how will we communicate? How will we decide? How will we handle disagreement? Write down what you agree. Post it where everyone can see it. Number 2. This week, map the roles. After the working agreement session, or in a separate 30-minute conversation, define every person's primary responsibility in one clear sentence. Name the overlap zones. Create a reference document. Number 3. Next week, start the communication rhythm. Begin the daily check-in. Run it for 2 weeks before evaluating it. New habits need time to feel natural before you can fairly judge whether they are working. Number 4. At week 3, run the first retrospective. By this point, the team has enough shared experience to reflect on. Use the 3 questions. Agree one change. Track it. Build the habit from there. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them, and the more mental energy you have for the actual work. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. Team synergy in a newly formed team does not happen naturally. It is built, deliberately, through structure and honest conversation. Working agreements and role clarity are the first 2 foundations. Build them before anything else. A communication rhythm prevents the reactive pattern that kills most new team: silence, then crisis, then scramble. A shared goal gives the team a common direction. Without it, individual effort does not add up to collective performance. Psychological safety must be built before it is needed. It is too late to build it in the moment someone needs to speak an uncomfortable truth. Conflict addressed early is a 5-minute conversation. Conflict left to grow is a weeks-long repair job. To go deeper on the principles behind these tips, explore what is team synergy and why it matters and how leaders foster a culture of team synergy. If your team is growing and bringing in new people, team synergy mistakes to avoid when onboarding new members is the natural next read. And if you want to see what strong collective performance looks like in practice, cross-functional team synergy examples from leading organizations will show you. Building team synergy is a practice, not a gift. Start today, and your team will be stronger for it every single week that follows. Frequently asked questions. What are the best team synergy tips for a newly formed team? The best team synergy tips for a newly formed team focus on 3 things: establishing shared goals early, defining who does what before confusion sets in, and creating a communication rhythm that keeps everyone connected. Without these foundations, even talented teams fragment under pressure. How do you build team synergy quickly in a fast-moving environment? You build team synergy quickly by setting clear working agreements on day one, running short daily check-ins to surface problems early, and giving every person a defined role. Speed without structure creates chaos. Structure gives a new team the confidence to move fast together. Why do newly formed teams struggle with team synergy? Newly formed teams struggle because they have no shared history to draw on. They default to individual habits instead of collective ones. Without an explicit conversation about how the team will work together, each person assumes different things, and those assumptions collide the moment pressure arrives. What is the difference between team synergy and team cooperation? Team cooperation means people complete their individual tasks without getting in each other's way. Team synergy means the combined output is greater than what each person could produce alone. Cooperation is parallel work. Synergy is genuinely collective work, where each person's contribution lifts the others. How long does it take to build team synergy in a new team? Most new teams can establish basic team synergy within 2 to 4 weeks if they are deliberate about it. A shared goal, clear roles, and a consistent communication rhythm are the fastest path. Without deliberate effort, teams can drift for months without ever finding their rhythm. What role does psychological safety play in team synergy tips? Psychological safety is the soil that team synergy grows in. Without it, people hold back ideas, avoid conflict, and protect themselves instead of the team. When people trust that honesty is safe, they communicate faster, solve problems earlier, and build the kind of connection that makes synergy possible. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickforan.com to get your copy.